Democrats Disturbed by the White 2020 Candidates Left in Field. By Hannah Blow on December 4, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris's, DCA. Dramatic exit from the 2020 Democrat presidential primary race has many on the left lamenting the current lineup for the upcoming debate, which currently has six candidates qualifying, all of whom are white. Harris exited the race on Tuesday as one of the seven Democrat candidates who met the fundraising and polling thresholds required to qualify for the December 19 debate in Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University. In order to qualify, a candidate must report at least 200,000 contributions and reach 4% in four Democratic National Committee (DNC) approved polls or reach 6% in two qualifying early state polls. Only seven candidates, Harris included, had matched those requirements as of Tuesday: Joe Biden, D, Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, and Tom Steyer, D. Harris's departure leaves just six candidates currently qualifying, all of whom are white. Many noticed this trend and voiced their observations on social media. White supremacy is not just a Fox News problem, folks, former Teen Vogue columnist Lauren Duca wrote. There was a coordinated right-wing campaign against Harris, and a lot of those talking points were taken up by liberals, and now we're set to have an all-white debate stage, comedian Ashley Nicole Black wrote. That's how this works. We're not immune because we're liberal, she added. With Kamala Harris out, the debate stage in December at this point will be all-white candidates. Striking for a field that was historically large and historically diverse, Washington Post reporter Matt Visor observed. More. Julian Castro, D, and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, who remain in the race but have yet to qualify for the debate, slammed the current debate stage lineup. What we're staring at is a DNC debate stage with no people of color on it, Castro said. That does not reflect the diversity of our party or our country. We need to do better than that. I'm a little angry, I have to say, that we started with one of the most diverse fields in our history. Giving people pride, Booker told MSNBC's Chris Hayes on Tuesday. And it's a damn shame now that the only African-American woman in this race, who has been speaking to issues that need to be brought up, is now no longer in it, he continued. And we're spiraling towards a debate stage that potentially could have six people with no diversity whatsoever, he added. Throughout the course of her campaign, Harris was unable to match Biden's strong support among black voters. As Breitbart News's John Nolte reported in August. In the latest polling, Harris, who is black, is also doing far worse with non-white voters than three of the whitest people in America, Biden, Warren, and Sanders. Whereas they earn 32, 13, and 15% of the non-white vote, respectively, Harris earns a measly 7%. Even the New York Times acknowledged Harris's disconnect with black voters. But in interviews with more than two dozen black voters in Atlanta and across South Carolina, many articulated a particular disenchantment with the idea that racial representation equated to change, and that they should automatically back a candidate who looked like them. If I had a Kamala Harris or a Cory Booker that sounded like Bernie Sanders, of course I would choose them, because they're closer to my lived experience, Atlanta area Barbara Akil Shakur told The Times. But the Kamalas and the Corys aren't discussing the issues he's discussing, he added.